Now, the Greens weren't the only Czech political grouping to fare badly at this weekend's European elections. The several Eurosceptic and, in particular, anti-Lisbon parties fielding candidates all failed to secure as much as a single seat. This was perhaps something of a disappointment for Czech President Václav Klaus, the country's most vocal Eurosceptic and a fierce opponent of the Lisbon Treaty. His chief ally in Europe, Ireland's Declan Ganley, was forced to concede defeat, and the three small Eurosceptic parties, which the Czech president indirectly supported on home ground, all fell through the net. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
It was not a good day for the Eurosceptic Czech president, who has made many enemies in Brussels with his anti-federalist views and his adamant refusal to fly the EU flag at Prague Castle. He has used every opportunity his position affords, including the Czech EU presidency, to publicise his views and warn against further EU integration. Now the election results show that even at home he does not have a big audience, and that his influence on Czech politics is not as big as some may have thought. Mr. Klaus's high hopes in Declan Ganley's Libertas and his indirect support for three small Eurosceptic parties here in the Czech Republic have all come to nothing. Talking to reporters shortly after the results came through, a grim-faced Mr. Klaus said he was saddened by the fact that Czech voters failed to appreciate the importance of the European elections and the fact that their vote could change the future shape of Europe. This he blamed on the country's three Eurosceptic parties: Sovereignty, the Free Citizens Party, which some believe was created at his instigation, and Libertas.cz. He said they had failed to explain the issues at stake and had made a big mistake in not pooling their strength. Although statistics suggest that the three of them together would have just crossed the 5% threshold needed to win seats, it would not have been a significant victory. In the Czech Republic, as elsewhere in the European Union, there is a marked lack of interest in European issues and European elections. The voter turnout this year was just over 28%, and those who did come to the polls supported the same parties as they would have in general elections, not small Eurosceptic parties whose policy program revolved around an anti-Lisbon agenda. The failure of Eurosceptic parties to make their mark, and in particular Declan Ganley's decision not to lead a second anti-Lisbon campaign in Ireland, has highlighted the fact that President Klaus has yet to sign the Lisbon Treaty, approved by both houses of the Czech Parliament. The grounds on which he based his refusal, Ireland's rejection of the treaty, may soon no longer be valid. There are many to remind him of the fact. On a visit to South Moravia on Monday, Mr. Klaus's smiles turned to frowns as a group of students asked to get his autograph on a copy of the Lisbon Treaty.
Daniela Lazareva with that report. Now, moving on to matters more literary.